Welcome to the 100th episode of the Things to Live For podcast. We have something special for you this edition. I've finally been able to get my wife to do an episode. So without further ado, here's Faith.
Thanks, Rick. Let's talk about comfort food. When we say comfort food, it's usually something that we ate from our childhood, like something our mamas prepared for us, or something we ate when life was quote-unquote easier. It could be as decadent as German chocolate cake made from scratch, or as simple as mac and cheese from the box. It's whatever makes you feel safe and loved. Therefore, when things get a little tough, we naturally find so much comfort in partaking of these types of food, to capture that time when all is well and nothing could go wrong. That desire is so strong that some people even go out of their way to take a trip or order online if their favorite food is from out of town. Capturing this gastronomic nostalgia is so important, especially during these trying times, when fear and anxiety can easily start to seep in. So go ahead and indulge yourself that little pocket of joy. Make some freshly baked cookies like the ones that your mom used to have ready when you got home from school. Or get a slice of pizza from that restaurant that your family used to go to every Sunday. It's going to be like a welcoming hug with every bite. Thanks for joining the 100th installment of the Things to Live For podcast. Please be sure to check our website for links to our social media accounts. Here comes Rick with the details. This is Faith. Have a blessed day.
For more information on the Things to Live For podcast, visit thingstolivefor.com. That's things, the number two, livefor.com.
Are you in crisis? Or do you know anyone who might be? You are not alone, and help is available. If you're located in the U.S., visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. If you're outside of the U.S., visit iasp.info. Help is just a click away.